I'm dying.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
Hi, I'm Red Bear.
We're always glad to be back. We're here every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. You're tuning in now, so that must mean you know what's going on, or you're listening.
Or you accidentally found us.
You found us online.
They know!
We do have a website. Bear, what is the website?
That website is exppoints.com. Always double tap the P.
We're on a lot of social media, too, so exppoints.com/Facebook or slash Twitter or slash Google Plus with the plus sign.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to do the symbol in the air.
We always do that.
Lowercase t, like Google time out, plus. But move it down.
There you go.
Drop it down.
We also are on YouTube, and we're streamable online at exppoints.com or exppoints.com/Stitcher/iTunes.
What?
We're on Steam at /Steam, and I think that's about – yeah, that's about it.
Is that about it? Basically, find a social media. We're probably there.
Still working on the MySpace.
Are you really actually making us a MySpace?
I'm trying, man, but MySpace got harder. Like, it used to be like –
I haven't been on MySpace since I was what? I got on Facebook as soon as I got a SELU address,
which was like 2005, 2006.
Yeah, I think 2006 for me.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying.
It's been a while.
I'm trying to find all the bedazzle jewels and everything that glisten and jingle, and I'm trying to get music.
Pimp my MySpace.
Yeah. I'm trying to find sites like that, but MySpace is very much like not customizable much anymore. So I'm trying to find music that blares as soon as you go to the page. And you have no control over the volume.
Yes.
In fact, if I can do two tracks at once and make the just super noise pollution, I'm going to do that because MySpaces are inherently horrible.
I can't believe it's still around.
We are going to cut right to a song because that's the type of people we are. And then we're going to come back and talk about what we did last weekend. This is Jetpack Blues and Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Experience Points. We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was Jetpack Blues and Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi. I love that song.
I could tell, man. You're jamming out over here.
I'm playing like the air drums.
Break something
and the playing the air drums. They have which one is it? Air-based. No, airbrushed. They have airbrushed in Rock Band, and you can play all of it except obviously there's no vocal track, but you can play it in Rock Band. I feel so awesome,
man. I love the fact that Rock Band's still a thing.
Rock Band is it's dying.
I know.
It's hemorrhaging.
It's still here.
They I don't think they actually make new Rock Band instruments anymore.
No.
So it's like
I say no like I know what I'm talking about.
No, they don't.
Of course they don't. Possible fact.
If you're tuning in, this is Experience Points, the place where two lifelong geeks just get to nerd out on the radio
and give you possible facts about Rock Band not making real
possible facts
anymore.
Maybe even true facts.
You heard it first.
Maybe. Thanks for listening. If you're a geek or a nerd, or you like internet stuff, or you like
and
some
if
funny
you're not,
people,
welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the right place. What did you do this past weekend? This past week, Bear,
I told y'all I was going out to Seattle, so I did that.
You went to
C-Town. And
was it destroyed? Because I've played Infamous Second Son I've destroyed
it.
They've rebuilt it.
It's rebuilt. It's back. It's fine.
Okay, well.
But it's probably destroyed now because PAX Prime was happening.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I was going to attempt to get into it.
How'd that go?
Okay, so they got some really big security.
Really?
Like, these dudes are big.
Oh, okay.
And actually, it's funny. All the security was wearing little princess crowns and kilts.
I would have never suspected that.
I mean,
that.
The Enforcer shirt kind of put it off.
Oh, okay.
That, you probably don't want to mess with that
if
guy.
Are they people like, if you have a question, if you have a concern, talk to the Scottish princesses.
I don't know if that was something they officially had to do or if they all just got together and did that. But
awesome.
That was pretty awesome. So what I did was actually stay out in the lobby and took some pictures, some nice cosplay coming through. Deadpool
awesome.
Showed up like 5 or 6 times and... the Riddler came by. That was nice.
Very cool.
But outside the conference, and actually I can show you this right here, they had a sign about fake badges.
Yeah, apparently, I imagine that's a big thing now. I mean, they wouldn't have thought about it.
I was talking to some people last year. Apparently they had a problem with people just buying a whole bunch of badges and then reselling them, scalping
like
the badges.
Scalping them.
Yeah. So they had canceled like obvious orders. Someone orders like 30 or 40 badges, then they were just – and apparently they got some flack over this.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you really should handle that. I was thinking – something to think about, really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
because you
don't want to buy season tickets to say like, SLU or LSU. Let's just say LSU because they're more popular currently. LSU football game, you buy season tickets.
Like you say currently, like we're gunning for LSU.
Hey, Southeastern's doing such a good job. The Lions are kicking it, and 44-3. 44-3 last game against Jacksonville. They had another game coming up. You know, I'm not a super sports fan, but I'm running the instant replay setup. And
that's nerdy. Got you into sports.
So I know a little bit about it. There's some supreme technology in that. But, you know, you can't scalp tickets. That's bad for
them. Right. That's the interesting thing. It doesn't appear they actually care about the scalping this year because the sign actually just warned you, make sure it's a legitimate badge.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I guess you don't want to buy a badge thinking it's real. And it's
right,
really
and then you try to go in and then the Scottish princesses throw you out.
They tackle you.
Yeah.
Get back to your country, buddy. You're not coming in here today.
No, actually, I went and talked to a scalper, you know, see what's up. They were charging about 3 times the going rate for a badge.
Wow.
So I think a day badge was like $35 Friday.
I like the comic, but I don't like it that much.
I decided I wasn't going in the con. And sitting in the lobby, honestly, I get to see everything I wanted to see.
PAX East is so much better, I imagine, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. It's just, this con's huge. Yeah. So if you get in, you're going to be in line. It's going
to
be line.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's just like Comic-Con, you know? Yeah. You go to Comic-Con and it's like, oh, I'm standing in line, oh, I'm standing in line, oh, I'm standing in line to see
so
the next
like,
trailer for The Walking Dead.
The same thing for free. Yeah. I just got to sit out in the lobby and chill and take pictures of people.
I know you sent me a picture of a guy pushing a bunch of Valve boxes.
Valve, yeah.
He says straight up, hashtag shots fired when he did this too, because he sent me this and he goes, Half-Life 3 confirmed. And I'm like, what? And it was just a blurry picture of a guy.
Yeah, no, it was like a Bigfoot picture, Bigfoot. So, you know, it's out of focus. You can make out Valve on the boxes.
It was too perfect. And I was so happy that it was.
I let him go for like 5 minutes before we texted
me
like,
no,
it's
TF2
real
stuff, which is unfortunate. Well, that's good. Anything crazy, other stuff happened in Seattle whenever you were up there, or just PAX? That's the highlight.
PAX is probably the geeky highlight.
You took the train?
Oh, yeah, I took the train, rode the monorail even.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that was fun. Oh, geeky thing that they did have there. So the Science Center had a laser dome, which is awesome. So
laser dome sounds like an arena that you fight people with laser swords.
Yeah, I know. That was my initial thought. But then they had a show for Daft Punk, Laser Dome.
What?
I know.
Did you go?
Of course I went.
Of course
please.
You went.
And what it is they have some lasers in there and a laser artist who is a DJ and has control of the lasers.
Nice.
So it was really awesome listening to some Daft Punk music. It was about, I think, an hour-long presentation.
Very cool.
Just Daft Punk and laser lights flying everywhere.
I know they had something like that at Stone Mountain in Georgia, where they would take and they'd throw lasers on the mountain at night.
Oh, man, that
And they would
awesome.
Blast. I think it was like Mambo Number 5, though. Like, Daft Punk's way cooler.
Oh, no. Man, they had Daft Punk. I think they had a Michael Jackson one.
Awesome.
Yeah, and a couple others, but I went to the Daft Punk, obviously.
Very cool. Well, that's good that you enjoyed your Seattle trip. It was cool that you were able to try to bum rush into PAX Prime.
Yeah, I know. Scottish princesses, not taking them on. But, no, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. I'm going to talk about my weekend.
Well, let's see. What did you do?
So I picked up Prison Architect. Because Prison Architect, I've had it before, but I haven't been playing it.
Okay.
I haven't been playing it.
Oh, you just picked up. Some
and
play.
I've been That's watching. I've been watching every week or I guess every 2 weeks. The Marcus guy that is the producer and then lead developer. It's only two guys at Intervision. So they released a video about the new version of whatever, and it's still an open alpha, but they've done so much to the game. So I picked it up, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll start a new prison, because none of my old prisons are going to really work the way I built them to work. So
Problem with open alphas.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's going to happen. So I go ahead and start a new prison, and I'm building it up, and there's so much really cool stuff. You could hire snitches now, and you have classes. You could, like, you know, have psychology classes to try to, like, tame your more aggressive inmates, and before they can work in the kitchen, they have to take, like, a kitchen cooking safety course, and there's this really neat little thing. And I amassed a pretty decent prison, you know, and it's not decent in any real stretch, but it felt good coming in. Within, you know, a couple of days in the prison, I had like 150 cells. I strictly did minimum security prison because I'm like, I'm getting back in the game. I need to learn it. I'll create a wing.
I like how you're sounding like you're an actual prison architect. I'm getting back in the game.
Right,
I don't
I'm
want to
getting
do
back
maximum
in the game.
Security right off.
Let's
go ahead and just do some mental
security
for now.
These are real people. Real fake game people.
Real fake
and,
game people. Wow. I mean, I felt that way about my Sims characters before.
That's exactly how I feel. Sims 4 is coming out. It's almost out. I think it may be out, actually. I'm going to wait until they can confirm that it's not always on. Anyway, so, no, I think everything's going great. 150-plus, you know, cells. They got yard time. Everything's fine. And I left it up to go, like, cook something, and everything's great. They're calm. They're collected. I come back, And it has is chaos. It was riots. Yes. All the internal walls have crumbled. There's fire everywhere. It looks like a war, crazy World War Z fueled, you know, Independence Day war has happened. All of my guards are dead. They killed the warden. I don't know what they did to the psychologist. It was horrible. And I realized that Prison Architect is a game that you cannot leave running anymore. The guards don't do enough to suppress riots, and so I played Prison Architect. It was good. It was a fun game. I'm definitely gonna get back into it.
All right, well, that's good, because I got on it like when it opened alpha. Yeah. I was not honestly terribly impressed.
No, but the fact that it's two guys, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. I get it.
Yeah,
I do.
And that's, again, that's open alpha. You said it. It's open alpha, mm-hmm. and we've done a talk on open alpha. Look on the website exppoints.com to check out our talk on open alpha.
Feelings.
In fact, I think we have one I think the name of the title is like we tried to build a prison or something, and
Architect.
And the image is a bunch of prisoners just going going crazy.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I'm really gearing up for, there's two really important things that are coming up in the near future for, well, my life and in the show. One is the 15th anniversary of the Dreamcast. That's coming up next week, September 9th. We're going to talk September 10th because we don't have a show on the 9th. That's a Tuesday. So a week from now, next show is going to be all about the Dreamcast, like everything about Dreamcast.
Ready.
Get ready to get wrecked, because the Dreamcast is awesome.
It
was so awesome. It has a sports edition. You got it.
I got the sports edition.
It was so awesome. It has one that's built into a TV. It's called the Dolphin or whatever. Anyway,
yeah, I remember that.
We're gonna talk about why it was cool and why it was bad. But unfortunately, I think that day is going to be overshadowed. The Dreamcast is going to be overshadowed because September 9th is when Destiny comes out. And Destiny, I am all on board with Destiny, I gotta say.
So, I mean, I have my WoW subscription right now, and I'm considering which one I should go with.
Yeah, I mean, Destiny doesn't really require a subscription.
It doesn't require, but it requires time.
It does require time.
See, that's the thing. I got to decide what I want.
I would put
do.
It this way. I would not play Destiny on anything less than an Xbox One or a PS4. I would recommend the PS4 only because of the lineup of games that are supposedly coming. So PS4, that is a $400 console that you don't own. But you own a MacBook Pro and a PC.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's not coming out for PC?
No, Destiny is not PC.
My mistake. I thought it was coming out for
Destiny's
PC.
Not PC.
Never mind. Makes my decision easy.
Yeah, I mean, so...
for the Horde!
But Grand Theft Auto V is coming out for PC.
But shut up.
Yeah, I won't tell anyone. I think I have a couple Alliance characters.
It's okay.
Anyway, it's fine.
Moving on.
We all have horrible things. Anyway, that's sort of what I did. You know. I also played Eve a little bit, and I lost. I was mining in in Losec, and a guy warps in, and I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. I try to warp out. He catches my mining alt, kills that guy. He doesn't pod me. I get out. So yeah, I had to do that, but that was my weekend. It was pretty good.
Nice. Sounds like a nerdy, fun weekend.
We're going to come back after this, talk about a retro game. We'll let you know after the break. This is part one, Broken Bride by Ludo. Really awesome stuff from them. Look them up, Ludo, Ludo. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points. That was part one, Broken Bride from Ludo. I really like that band. Like, they're sort of new to Experience Points, but I don't know.
I do like them.
I do like them.
And that's okay.
It's okay. They're new. They're hip. I mean, that's actually a really old album and a really old song, but I'm pretty happy with it.
We're just behind the times.
We're behind the times a little bit. We're high speed, low drag in the area of video games.
High speed, low drag.
It's funny that we're talking about how we're high speed, low drag. We're modern day computing here now for our retro game.
Yes, on those computer gaming systems.
Remember back in the day when we? I can't keep doing that.
You can't keep doing that. Wow.
So the retro game today, for those just joining in, this is the retro game segment of the show where we're talking about games of yesteryear, and we discuss kind of really cool things and nostalgia parts about them. Bear came up with a really good one. Bear, what
I
is
like
it?
How you're pinning this one on me.
No. I gotta say, like, I really enjoyed playing these games. It's a game pack.
It's a game pack.
What is it, Bear?
It is the Microsoft Entertainment Pack, or MEP.
And that's
because it's so corporate.
This is the
it
best.
Has an acronym.
We're specifically talking about the best of.
Like, no, well, we are, but that is the BOMEP.
BOMEP?
The best of Microsoft Edge.
Oh, wow.
It literally is so corporate, it has acronyms.
I can't stand acronyms, but BOMEP?
BOMEP.
BOMEP sounds interesting. So long story short, I'm gonna summarize it,
Go ahead, man.
you're gonna elaborate. This was a collection of, how many games was it? Was it like 16 or 10 or something?
The BOMEP or the MEP?
BOMEP.
The BOMEP. Okay.
The best of Microsoft Entertainment Pack.
It's 16-bit games.
So for the best of, it was a lot.
What, it was like seven?
Here's the idea. You had the Microsoft Entertainment Pack, and that had four separate packs or five separate packs to it. BOMEP, the best
13.
Of. 13.
I can count.
So best of had 13 of the games spanning all those four or five packs.
Yeah.
And essentially, it was like just the best of. It was the greatest hits of those games.
Speaking of the Entertainment Pack, the original cover art.
Original cover art looks like it should be like Word Perfect or Works. Or,
yeah. It's like, it's a picture of a desk with like just things on
like
it.
It's like Pete Jacks, like Jack like Balls jacks and
Chess Piece
like
or something.
Like a wooden race car
does
that
not
you make.
Look fun and
a soapbox racer on its side. And
yeah, you know, things like that.
It's like a stock image that you'd find in a really, really, really old person's like presentation.
That's accurate.
They
yes.
got it from a CD that they purchased of
stock
images.
No, they got it from a floppy. Remember, this was...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this presentation image is stock footage. It's royalty-free stock images that they had to buy on a CD or something. It's just really old-school looking.
Well, it was really old-school.
So let's go through some of these games, because I imagine some of our listeners have probably played some of these, whether they realized it or not. So start naming them off.
Oh, I like how they put the popular one at the top. Chips Challenge.
Chips Challenge was good.
All right. Dr. Blackjack.
I don't remember that one at all.
Wow. That one's actually described as a blackjack tutor.
Okay.
So, what?
So count cards?
I was about to say, I don't remember that. I don't know. Free Cell. You played some Free Cell.
I thought Free Cell just came with
I
the
did
computer.
Too. Apparently, you bought it.
Okay.
Golf.
Okay.
Which is
Golf is another card
the traditional
game.
Solitaire variant.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Jazz Ball. Played you some Jazz Ball.
We're probably going to talk about Jazz Ball.
We'll talk about
a
some Jazz Ball. Pipe Dream.
Pipe
Dream
is pretty
up.
Awesome.
Rodent's Revenge. I've talked about Rodent's Revenge. Ski Free. Yeah, you know you love it.
I love me some Ski Free. I hate some Ski Free.
This is Mojang Solitaire. Taipei. Taipei. Let's go with that.
Like China Taipei? Like Taiwan?
Sure.
That's what China Taipei is.
American. Tetravex?
Yeah. And then a bunch of lame games.
Oh, yeah, no. Lame games like Tetris.
Oh, Tetris is pretty good. See, that's
for Windows, to be specific.
Tetris for Windows.
Yeah.
What's different?
I don't know, actually. I'm sure that there's a wiki article out there. Tri-Peaks and Tuts Tomb.
So this came out, I think these games started coming out in like 1989.
Yeah, 1989 is when they started.
And this BOMEP
released,
came out.
No, this was released in 1995. BOMEP was released in 1995 for Windows.
Right.
Guess what else?
What?
In 2001.
2001. What was
came
open?
Out with a select subset from BOMEP. Is there an acronym for this? I don't even see an acronym.
GC BOMEP?
We'll call it GC BOMEP.
GBC BOMEP?
Yeah, something like that. And that gives it away for the Game Boy Color in 2001.
See, we look at the subset of games, and like most of the games,
card games.
And I'm like, you remember those all-in-one games where it's like, would you like to play, you know,
500
like,
games
right,
pack?
In one? And like, there were 300 card games and then 200 of the same racing games.
Mm-hmm.
I never got around. I was like,
you
this,
know, they still have those packs at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, I saw them the other day.
Are they like a dollar?
I don't know. I didn't like look that close.
I
didn't want to get too close and get like you on
You didn't
me.
Want the past to get on you? Because
yeah.
I feel like that's what it was like. Every
it's
all,
probably still the same ones that's been there since like 1990.
They just changed the packaging to make it look
No,
cooler.
I think it's like that physical same cartridge that's been sitting on that shelf.
It's yellowed with age under the halogen lights.
Yeah. But I mean, you could play Ski Free on the Game Boy. I would do that.
I don't know. The refresh rate on the Game Boy just wasn't super awesome. And, you know, Ski Free I would not want to play Ski Free on something I could throw.
Because, that's a good point.
Because Ski Free, for those that don't know,
Matt has issues with Ski Free.
You're a skier, and you can it drops you at the top of a mountain, at the top of a run, and you can choose to go left to the slalom or right to the freestyle. And when you go, you hit jumps and you jump around and you do some
hit
stuff.
Rocks. You hit a dog that pees in the snow.
Yeah, you hit a lot of stuff. And when you win, like when you get past the goal,
the finish line, it shows you your time and your score.
Yeah, like gives you some statistics, and the game keeps scrolling. You
yeah, it keeps going.
And then at some point down the ways, the Abominable Snowman comes out and eats you.
Spoilers.
And you can avoid the Abominable Snowman. That's the thing. Like, the first time it happens, you're like, what? And you play it again, and you're like, I'm not going to get eaten this time. And then he runs out again, and you may dodge him, you may juke him real quick, but he'll wait. He'll sideswipe you, and he'll get you. He gets faster every time.
Yeah, you can sit there and avoid him, but
you could be the like best skier. Train, the game is engineered to make you lose and hate and throw the Game Boy Color. So
maybe that was Microsoft's secret plan against Nintendo. Already, they were hoping to destroy all the Game Boy Colors.
Release something that's going to destroy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the thing.
So, yeah, Bowmap, I remember, I think it was Windows 95. That's what it was installed on. It was installed on at the school we went to.
Yes.
It was installed there. Jezball was an awesome game.
Man. I wasted so much time on Jezball.
Jezball is a simple divider game where there's balls bouncing around in an area, and your cursor can divide the area up, and it subtracts negative space once it's empty. So the idea is you separate the balls, you get all the negative space back.
Whenever you start the division, it's not instant. It takes a little while. Line grows
it's
out
like a loading bar.
Yeah.
It's like a loading bar.
In like two directions. And you go horizontal or vertical. So you got to time the bounces of the balls right so it doesn't hit. Was it any part of the bar?
If it hits any part of the bar, it will stop that side. So if it hits like the left side that's expanding, all of a sudden.
I thought it destroyed the whole thing.
I think your left side stops. I may be thinking of another game because there's a lot of clones with this game.
No.
Anyway, that was a really awesome game. You know what game I was surprised that wasn't on this that I played a ton of?
What?
DX Ball. Because I thought DX Ball.
No, that was not part of
Microsoft. I thought DX Ball was
That's just something we installed on everything.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, that was a fun game, though. If you haven't played some DX Ball, it's got to be on the internet.
We'll talk about DX Ball maybe next time. Or it'll just be a Sega game because we're doing the Dreamcast thing.
Yeah, we should probably just do Sega.
So
Chip Challenge. I know you played some Chip Challenge.
Yeah, Chip Challenge.
You remember? Do you still remember
that's
the...
It's like a puzzle game.
Yeah. Do you remember the pattern for the ice level?
No.
What was it? Right, down, left, left, up, right. Down, left, up, maybe.
I'm bad at remembering things. I remember the
that may have put me in a fire pit though.
Yeah. So the idea is that you can only move in your 45 degree direction or 90 degree directions.
Up, down, left, right.
And there were blocks, parts, so you had to just kind of navigate the thing. But I think when you hit a direction, you went all the way to that side.
Well, no, it depends. Right? Okay, so it was in a grid, and you would move one block over.
Right.
But the different blocks could be different things. Like there was ice and sand. And that would affect. So like if you hit an ice block, you kept going until you hit another block that stopped you.
There was like a bomb block or a fire block that you would die.
Yeah, and there's like little campfire blocks that would kill you. I think there's poison blocks and things like that you didn't want to
hit.
There
was a game on Mac called Onyx that
A game on Mac.
Yeah, I know. It was back when there were no games on Mac. It was called Onyx. It was essentially the same thing where, except this one you could like
Apple
shoot lasers.
Goes copying off of Microsoft again.
There we go. That was Bowmap, best of Bowmap. Microsoft Entertainment Pack.
I just love the fact it's called Bowmap.
Bowmap. We're going to cut to a song and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some current news and a little bit of explanation that I feel remiss that we left out so far. This is Save World, Get Girl by iFi Dragons. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Save the World, Get Girl. I'm sorry, Save World, Get Girl. There's no the in it.
Wow.
By iFi Dragons. They got some new stuff coming out in December, so stay tuned. If we get anything from them in the meantime, you'll get it. Well, they say they're doing it. If you're wondering what's up, check our previous audio. Check our previous track when it's uploaded.
Get on the Purvis track.
Check it out.
Check it out, guys.
And we'll tell you what's going on. Now it's the meat of the show.
The meat.
If for vegetarians out there, it's not literal meat.
No,
the big part of the show.
Wow.
There's
a joke in there, guys.
It's the big part of the
show,
guys.
Roll with it.
Meat. So we've never discussed.
I don't know how this has happened.
We're going to disclose some things, and we're going to kind of backtrack.
Fine. My nudes are now available because of Apple.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
no.
Everyone.
Oh no.
And, but I demand royalties.
Now more people know.
If you view them, I demand royalties.
They've seen the sexy beast. We've never talked about 4chan or Reddit before.
I like, well, when you put it that way.
We've never discussed 4chan or Reddit on the show. We have loosely.
I mean, have you met 4chan? That guy? He's a sysadmin,
He's a systems administrator.
Yeah.
He runs a password app. For those that don't know what's going on, just Google
I have a feeling that's most people that listen to our show. They're like, what are they even talking about?
We're making fun of CNN video. If you do a Google search for CNN 4chan.
The Register has a good article on this.
It's really awesome. You will listen to his audio and you'll see him talk. And it's got
there.
It's got tech analysts underneath it. And you're like, what are you analyzing tech-wise? Like, who let you near anything?
So, because, well, the thing is he starts talking about 4chan. Like, he doesn't know what 4chan is.
Right.
He thinks it's a person.
Like a person.
Maybe a sysadmin
right.
who knows passwords.
Like, the girl who asks the questions, like, well, who is this 4chan or this website?
Well, to be fair, she doesn't have to
know. Right, but she almost gets it. She's like, what is this website?
Yeah, she almost gets it.
I'm like, oh, okay. And then this guy's like, well, it, you know, it's probably just a systems administrator who had a list of passwords and usernames. And I'm like, what? What are you – who are you even talking about?
I thought he was joking for a second, but then he keeps going.
Yeah.
And then he eventually recommends not to use password for your password. Throw in some dollar signs.
Throw in some dollar signs because
that makes it,
that
okay.
makes it secure. Because now everyone doesn't do that, and that's not the new password.
Wow. What were the passwords from hackers? Love, God, and sex?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are so insecure because of their length, though.
Yeah, alone.
So, to catch you up, over the weekend and a little bit of last week, a number of high-profile celebrities
were, like Red Bear.
Like Red Bear, Jennifer Lawrence,
that's
Kate
why
Upton.
Why I'm on Android now.
Ariana
I swear,
Grande
guys.
Or whatever. They, I don't.
Those are my personal pictures.
Those are. It's a crime.
It is. It's a service for humanity, really, but
no,
it's a crime against me.
To be completely honest and to be completely serious.
God. Okay. Hold on, serious face.
Put your serious face on. Get your serious hat.
All right. I'm serious now, guys.
So a number of celebrities had nude photos leaked from their iCloud accounts. And whether we call it a leak or we call it a theft, their photos were released from iCloud.
Without their consent.
Without their consent, of course. Or was it?
Could be a conspiracy.
So number of
Illuminati.
Number of things get released and explosions occur afterwards. You know, huge riots, not necessarily riots in the street. Because, I mean,
we're talking about first world riots where like, oh.
Nude pictures of Kate Upton. What? What?
What is going on?
I can't believe this. What site
the
did they upload them to?
The end is nigh.
What?
I need this for research purposes.
What site were they uploaded to so I can
was it that Hacker 4chan again?
No, that Hacker 4chan. Anyway, people now, CNN and Fox News have gotten a hold of this story, and it's kind of spreading like wildfire. But that sort of got us talking like, hey, did you hear those pictures got released? And we're like, oh, yeah, well, maybe, you know, that sucks. But it got they got like released and kind of spread around on 4chan and Reddit.
Yeah, where most things on the internet happen.
Right, but we've never talked about it, so we're going to talk about it this time. But before we do, this is just
a tip. I'm on Reddit right now.
This is to get us started on the topic. We are going to say this real quick.
I can't see me sticking out my tongue.
If you don't want nude pictures on the internet, then you probably shouldn't store your nude pictures on the internet. And I'm just saying.
Yeah. What? No. They're not on the internet. They're on the cloud.
I mean,
the cloud.
Something from one systems administrator to you. And from most people know this that are tech-wise.
But
technical.
Matt, it's the cloud.
I understand it's the cloud. If
it's
it
not
is,
the internet.
If
it's
it
the
is
cloud.
Connected to the internet.
It's not the internet.
It
the
is
cloud.
Not impenetrable. You can.
I just want to say I'm joking before someone thinks I'm an actual idiot. Because I feel like there's that one guy listening to the show going, Red Bear doesn't really.
No,
he
no.
knows how servers
Why
work.
Why does MG even keep this guy around?
Oh, God.
He's a monkey on a leash.
I mean, I've been wondering that since he let me on the show.
No, hashtag real talk. There is no impenetrable network. If
nope.
you have a network, it can be broken into. It just is a matter of time and dedication.
Absolutely.
So iCloud, you know, and there's a good chance Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence and that gymnastic person in the Olympics, I can't remember her name. It's probably because they had really weak passwords. And
more than likely.
And that's okay. Like, it's a user error. Is it make it right? No, not at all. It doesn't make it right at all. And it's horrible.
I know, it's morally wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
again, like you said, what are you doing?
Right, like
your nudes,
you know,
on.
if you want to store nudes, buy a point and shoot from Walmart or Target or another electronics store, and then just take the SD card out, and nobody else has access to them.
Nope.
And I mean that's what you do. I understand that cell phones are so easy, and you probably have it better.
And that's
you know,
what
cameras.
It is because I mean, you take a picture, and things are automatically backed up. And I don't
right.
like generally, I don't even think about it.
People
you know,
are
I
victims
just,
to technology.
Yeah, currently. I mean, I've dug through my auto backup from Google and went,
yep.
"Wow, I don't even remember taking half of this stuff."
Yep.
You know, and also Google will freak you out.
Will auto awesome everything?
Well, no, it'll auto awesome, and they'll be like, "Hey, your trip this weekend," and you're like, "Okay, so
it'll
this
make
is
a story.
Me possibly drunk in some sketchy club."
Awesome.
Is this on the internet?
Right.
Okay, it is on the internet.
Can
but
my
said,
mama see it?
Yeah. Can my mama see it?
That's what I really
but
care
no,
about.
Yeah.
fun fact on that, it's set to private to begin with,
yeah.
and you have to let it go.
Right.
But like everyone I know who has a Nexus device has been freaked out by that at some point.
It did it to me. I was your weekend story, and it like
yeah, exactly.
It
it's
puts
the
music
and
it puts,
slides and transitions.
Yeah. I'm like, wow! It auto awesomed like an entire 3 days worth of things, and it made a presentation out of it. And
which is pretty cool.
It's better than some presentations I've seen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Google, the computer, did it.
Yeah.
But like I said, it'll freak you out with privacy because my thoughts were, oh, God, this is now available for the public to
see.
That's
right. So,
but it's not. It's not. So back to Apple.
This has caused quite a stir because now Apple's looking into it, even though it's probably not a security problem.
Right. Apple's already said it's not an issue with them.
Right. But they're still looking into it.
Yeah, so they're still investigating. And I honestly believe that.
And that's fine because, I mean, they've got a lot. They've got the new iPhone. This is totally bad publicity for the new iPhone coming out, I think, September
9th. Which is unfair for them. Again, this is not something that's their
fault.
Right.
It's not something wrong with the iCloud platform. It's something wrong with certain
people's
users.
People's expectations.
Right. So much so that people have started to expect and demand that there is a secure part of iCloud, that whenever you put it to secure, maybe it doesn't allow things to be accessed, or that there's a secure setting on phones that will allow these things, the nude folder, to not go backed up to iCloud. And that's just a little silly because you can do that. You can set that on the phone. But people, again, people are victims of technology now. Anyway,
we
don't want to beat
we live in the age of information.
Don't want to beat a dead horse. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back and we are going to discuss.
We're going to actually talk about 4chan
Reddit
and Reddit.
And 4chan. But that's what we're getting on. This is Foil by Weird Al. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points. You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM. KSLU.
I never seem to finish all my food. There's a big conspiracy.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Foil by Weird Al. We're going to talk about 4chan, and then we're going to talk about Reddit. Where do we begin?
Celebrity nudes.
I'd like to start with an analogy. So imagine the internet as like a sink. And this is going to make sense. I think it's going to make sense.
I think I see where you're going.
Imagine the internet's a sink, and you all the things you access, and all the good things and the bad things are represented by things you put in the sink.
That's enough of that.
You know, so it's like you have plates, and you have dishes, and you've got forks and stuff, and you got sometimes you put them all in the sink, and you soak them, and you've got the food that runs off of it. And the food goes down the drain, and typically it sits in your pipe until you've got the garbage disposal. Well, imagine if all of that food never left the garbage disposal. What if it caught itself and the garbage disposal never ran and it just – all the filth that you have accumulated, all the worst parts of everything you had just kind of funneled to one place because all of the things in the world that were bad dropped everything in that one place. That's pretty much 4chan.
Yeah.
To be fair, this is a user-driven community. So it's really the worst people in the world,
Well, I'm not going to say it's even the worst people. You're completely anonymous on 4chan.
That's the thing. There's so much anonymity.
You're not responsible for the content you post. So you have a persona to where you can honestly be more open, but like
You could be whoever you want.
Yeah, you could be whatever you want to be.
You could be as mean, as nice.
Who you are.
So it's turned 10 years old back in 2013. So I guess it was 11 years old now.
Going on 11.
It's about to turn 14. 11 years old. October 1st, 2003 is when it launched. And it's a message board. It's effectively, or an image board. You can log in, or you don't even log
in.
You go to the website, and you just put whatever you want. Images, text, doesn't matter. People reply with images, reply with text. And it's just this, it's a cavalcade of honest horribleness.
Yeah.
It's famous for its slash B or slash the random page.
Which is 4chan.org slash B.
Slash B is where
I don't know why I'm plugging this.
Crazy things go on B. Like, grotesque, horrible things, things you just don't understand, things that are hard to understand. And it's typically all on B. You know, there's some boards that are very specifically not safe for work and they're clearly marked.
Like
but,
B.
But it's not like, you know, those things have a point. And then you've got B, that it's everything else. It's literally anything goes. It's the wild west.
This is not safe for work. This is not safe for life.
Right, NSFL. So it's bad. There are some memes that have kind of originated on 4chan that maybe you've heard about, like Lolcats, Rick Rolling, Chocolate Rain, Boxy, Pedo Bear.
Boxy, I forgot about Boxy.
Yeah, Boxy. So yeah, it's sort of this. Sort of this weird culture, and a lot of people, it's almost an addiction, I feel. You know, there are some people that they keep their personal lives very separate from their internet lives. I'm one of those people. I don't really live separate lives, but what I do online and what I do in the real world.
I know why you sit at your computer night after night.
when you lie awake at night with all your guilt. But no, like I, you know, there are some people that take this to extremes, and then there are some people that do the opposite. They are completely unfiltered on both, and their 4chan life, I'm going to say it directly, a 4chan life bleeds into their real life.
You've seen these people.
And I've seen these people. Have too.
Internet land. I guess so. We are on the internet. You've seen these people.
You've seen these people. It's horrible. It's they're the most annoying people in the world sometimes. They refer to everybody as noobs, or I'm not going to say the other words on.
I don't think we can.
Not safe for radio, ESMR.
Like, we actually have rules we have to abide by here.
Right.
We're not the internet, even though we're on the internet.
There are a ton of things that we just can't mess.
Listen, that's what makes discussing 4chan hard is what can we actually say except ugh.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to 4chan, don't go if you're underage. Like, first, that's like
first
we
off,
can't know.
Well, there's
that.
A big okay, and to be fair, there's a big warning.
Right,
like you have to agree. To
but
be
there,
on
it's
this.
Not like an age gate. It's just like, are you? Do you want to see this? Yes.
Age gates, really?
I mean,
but fun fact: Steam a while back ran a report, and I think it was like 90% of their user base was born on January 1st of some year.
That's pretty convenient.
Yeah,
coincidental even. Let's just go through some of these internet memes that have kind of cropped up from 4chan. Then we're going to switch over to Reddit. So lolcat is when you have a picture of a cat and you've got text on it that, you know, like, I'm in your bed sleeping, or, you know, cheeseburger, can I have it?
Can I has it?
God, sorry.
Get with the internet, bro.
So, yeah, it's
lolcats.
It's pretty much just pictures of cats with words. With humors. And there's like every Saturday is Catter Day on 4chan. So again, I feel like an idiot trying to describe 4chan to someone listening to this show.
Well, we've done better so far because, you know, it's not a system administrator.
Right, yeah. It's it's a site. If CNN is listening to this radio show, this is what it is.
True facts, bros.
So there's Rickrolling, where in the middle of a track or a song or a really intense video about something, you're about to get to the point. There's a lot of suspense, and then it cuts to Rick Astley, "Never Gonna Give You Up," from 1987. Good year, by the way.
Song is now more popular than it was then.
Yeah,
I guarantee
it. You know, Rick Astley has now become like he did a Super Bowl show. A while back. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yeah, he did.
Did he?
I can't remember. Yeah. I don't know if I made a joke about it, and I think he did it, or whatever. Anyway, he did a new song, and it was very, very, very popular. There's Chocolate Rain, which is a Tay Zonday song that just went viral. And this is really what we're seeing. We're seeing viral videos that originate on 4chan, and then they just get blown up. And that's how viral things happen. Boxy, which is Catherine Wayne. You have something to comment on?
No, it's Boxy.
Oh, okay. Boxy is a super, super, super energetic vlogger.
Boxy.
She came out in late 2008. It's just crazy how things kind of happen. She was on Guy Online, made a set of videos for some people on Guy Online, if you remember that community, and I think it's still up. But then they got really popular, and she became sort of an internet celebrity, which is really crazy.
Yeah.
And then Pedo Bear is
there you go.
Here
Pedo
we go.
Bear.
It's
you know, I will say, have you ever noticed how often you see Pedo Bear stickers around now?
Yeah.
Like,
it's more of a joke, and I feel like the joke is probably more damaging for the people that know what's going on. Like, it's sort of sad, but
yeah.
For those that don't know, it's a anthropomorphic bear child predator that I don't even know how to say that without going, like, did I just do something wrong? Did I say something wrong?
You're a little dirty now,
don't
you?
On the thing. This is just facts. This is it's an incarnation of a
look, you know, people. We're just giving you facts.
A bear that's a pedophile. Not this bear. That's a pedophile.
I'm not a pedophile. No. I'm not pedo bear.
I am not a pedophile either. So another really crazy thing about 4chan is it's used as a staging ground a lot of times to stage internet attacks. So like DDoSes or whatever, it's typically on 4chan.
Yeah, the attacks against Scientology, a lot of them were organized on 4chan.
Right, right. They have been flagged several times for things like, you know, inappropriate types of pornography, different things, you know, child pornography. Yeah. They have been bans, and I think AT&T did a temp ban on them a while back, like in 2009.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Fun fact, at this exact moment, there are 1,656,272,038 posts.
Posts. I was like, if you say users, that is one fifth of the world's population.
Currently, accessing 4chan is 164,810 users.
That's still a lot of users.
With 200 gigabytes of data stored currently.
So this is the crazy thing about 4chan. 4chan is a cycling type of thing. So after a while, the stuff on 4chan...
Yeah, everything falls off.
Right. So like if it's not popular and people stop replying to it, it eventually just goes away. It's sort of like Usenet, actually. We had a discussion about Usenet.
Yeah.
Back in 2010, Verizon actually did a little temporary ban, and after several days lifted it. So that is 4chan, and I'm going to say this: I use Reddit on a daily basis.
I just went to the 4chan homepage to grab those stats for y'all, and I am jetting.
You are unfortunately tired of 4chan already. So Reddit is a similar type of thing where instead of just
the big difference, you have an account. You can make unlimited accounts, and but still, there's something about having a user account that ties you to it.
Yeah. Reddit is more of a social networking place with news and everything. It's like Dig, or I guess, you know,
Dig and Reddit back in the day were like I think Dig came out before.
I believe so. Yeah. Reddit's been out since 2005.
But Dig today, dude, have you been to Dig lately?
I hear people talk about Dig as if it's still a
what
thing.
And it's not.
It's just this portfolio-based like social media thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kevin Rose isn't there anymore and all that. Because I started out on Dig. Well, not 4chan. So I started out on Dig.
Right.
And then I found Reddit and moved over to there. And Reddit's really remained good. And Dig is just gross. It's not gross in the 4chan way. It's just not fun.
I've asked people on Reddit for help. Recently, as a systems administrator, I asked for monitoring advice about how to monitor these servers, and I got tons of great responses. There's a really interesting upvote, downvote type system that keeps
and
relevant information.
Those are weighted. The votes are weighted. There's some fancy algorithms that some administrator, sysadmin, made.
Some administrator.
Wasn't 4chan.
Wasn't 4chan. 4chan.
Wasn't Mr. 4chan.
4chan. Reddit works off of a series of subreddits. So there's like subreddits that always exist, like educational, so like news, science, space. And a subreddit is just a subcategory of Reddit.
It's a message board.
Yeah, it's a message board
is the way to think of it. And fun fact, the Reddit platform is open source, so you can make your own subreddit and have access to all the source code for how it works, and you can customize the CSS and everything. It's great.
The really cool thing about Reddit, in my opinion, is the people that don't Reddit that well, the people that are bad at the internet or the people that are rude in the internet, they typically get handed, they typically get it handed to them.
They'll get downvoted.
Once you
receive too many downvotes, your post just goes away.
Right. There's a pretty good, so it's sort of similar to how 4chan works with a rolling cyclical type of persistence.
Yeah, we can't keep all of the internet on one server.
Not on one server. Back in 2005, Reddit was founded in Massachusetts by two guys. And they were both like really young, like they were 22 years old, graduates of University of Virginia.
Nice.
And
good for them.
We had they had initial funding, a couple expansions throughout the rest of years of that. There was actually this guy Aaron Schwartz, who most recently, I think back in 2012, committed suicide. And he was the big that was the big thing with him. He committed suicide because he believed in freedom of speech and freedom of information, and he essentially copied a bunch of journal articles. You can read more about it if you just Google Aaron Schwartz, but he committed suicide after being sentenced to jail time just for copying like books, like textbooks.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of crazy. Reddit's most famously, I think, known for its AMAs.
Everyone does an AMA.
Right. AMA is Ask Me Anything. You can be on there and it'll be like, I'm Gabe Newell. Stand out for my AMA or log in for my AMA later. And, you can ask.
They have ways of actually confirming this
the
proper person.
You could talk to people and get real questions at their
Weird
leisure.
Weird Al did an AMA.
Yep. Everyone does AMA.
When he released his new album, he did AMA.
We're going to cut to a song, and then we're going to end out the show. This is Sweep the Leg by No More Kings. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points. You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
You gotta believe me.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was No More Kings with Sweep to the Leg from The Karate Kid. It wasn't from The Karate Kid, but it was a fun song about The Karate Kid. We are out of time, Bear. It was a good show, though.
It's been fun. I feel like we talked about the internet.
We did talk way more about 4chan than we wanted to, but I feel like that's bound to happen.
Wants to.
Check us back
and
next week.
I browsed way too much Reddit while on the show.
Next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Glad to have you.
You know, we're on the internet, Bear. What's that website?
ExpPoints.com. Always double tap that P.
We're on social media as well. ExpPoints.com/Facebook/Twitter/Stitcher/iTunes/Steam/Google+.
We're
even on Steam slash Steam.
Wow.
And if you want to, it's.
And soon MySpace.
Soon MySpace. I'm not going to promise this anymore, but.
You should keep promising.
We are working on it.
I'm going to make that running gag where MG promises things that are never going to happen.
I'll never deliver. Again.
MG never delivers.
Thank you for listening. Stream us, podcast us, sync us, do whatever. Thank you so much for listening again. We're out. We're done.
We're done. We're out of time.
We're going to leave you with Dramatic Song by Toby Turner and Tobuscus. They're the same person.
What? You can't do that?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
The song sounds dramatic, but I'm bad is brilliant.